Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third.
Over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with us today. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check out our blog when you get there. It's right there on the homepage, top left corner. And you can come and get it every day, Monday through Friday. It's new, fresh. We'll come to see you if you want us to. Also, we'll come to see you with our newsletter, which comes by email. That's on Sunday afternoon. Gets you ready for the week ahead. So check out all that and all the other things that are there that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including to be that Beverly and Manibal has deposited with us over the years, over the long years. Now coming up on, we're coming up on 7 years with in another couple of months or so with our good friend Beverly and Manibal, the author of Talk. Show.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back. And every time you join me, it seems you've had you either have made or are about to make another international trip. The pages of your passport.
Well, actually, you know, last Monday when the Bush administration publicized that they were going to reestablish relations with Libya,
yep,
I exhaled because I was making life difficult.
It's amazing. You're right. I mean, there is something to think about when you have certain places on your passport. Through these checkpoints, these different in different countries, they look back and see where you've been, don't they? Yeah.
And because of that Libya visa, I mean, they made me open my suitcase. I mean, I thought they weren't going to let me back in the country.
When you were.
I was in Paris.
In Paris.
Trying to get on a plane.
I got you. That to you. I got you. Well, yeah. You know the French, they're like that anyway. But now you've got a trip planned to Cairo. Now, what are you going to do in Cairo?
Cairo, Egypt. There are women. There's going to be representatives from 82 different countries, and I'm speaking there.
Wow.
Speaking on effective communication.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
The cream rises to the top, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing, you know, as you've heard, Business Advocate Show, only the best for my audience, and Beverly and Manibal is an example of that. Now, I want to talk about this Global Summit for Women. You know, a number of the women on my brain trust have been speaking in abroad, especially in countries like Egypt and Afghanistan and trips to North Africa?
I have been to, I was in Libya, and I was also in Morocco.
Right, that was the other one, in Morocco.
Right, this will be my third trip in a year.
Of course, Morocco. I mean, of course, Libya. But also, Karen Kerrigan's been doing this as well. Terry Neese is about to, our friend Terry Neese, who... And these are all, this is all about women. Now, isn't it interesting that there's so much emphasis and so much activity on behalf of women in the world of Islam?
Well, and part of that is because of the lack of rights that they've had, you know, especially in countries like Afghanistan, where without the consent or the accompaniment of a male family member.
Right.
So, you know, there's a lot to be done. I know when I was in Libya, first ever conference for women in Libya, and they were so excited because ones I was talking to, and they had been educated either in Europe if they were, you know, 50 or above. So they spoke English, very educated, but they had never been to a conference, you know, by themselves. And they don't go out and eat. They don't get together with their girlfriends the
right.
way we do here.
Right. Well, of course, you know, in America, that's when everything started going wrong anyway, Beverly.
Do you think?
When you women started getting together and plotting, that's when things... Ladies and gentlemen, Beverly knows I'm just teasing. Don't write me any letters about that. I was just teasing. I love women. 22, we'll be right back with Beverly and Manipal. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we have an outstanding visit with our outstanding friend, Beverly N. Manipal. Give us your website, please.
TalkListen.com.
And when we get there, what will we find?
Well, you'll find a lot of things. There's a lot of articles. You can go on under newsletters and read about.
And which you crank out, how often now?
Well, they come out once a month. We've had a little bit of problems switching over to a new software program, so we're a little behind this year.
All right. And they can subscribe right there on your website, can't they?
Yes, they can.
TalkListen.com.
And they're free.
Right. Exactly. Those are the those are our favorite kind, Beverly. Okay. You and many others... our friend Suzanne Mulvihill, whom you may know, is doing work in Europe and Eastern Europe as well. And so she's another example of someone who's traveling abroad to help women raise their consciousness in the global marketplace. And I'm just so proud of you, Beverly, and you and the other ladies are helping these women have a new attitude. And that's something I want you to talk to us about. Spread that idea over all of us, not just women. Talk to all of us about.
You know, last Saturday, my oldest son was graduating from college, and it was an outdoor graduation. It was a
congratulations,
big...
by the way.
Thank you. It was a big
are you going to get a raise? Is he going to get a job? Will you get a raise?
I hope so. And it was an outdoor graduation, oaks, as they call it.
Right.
This was Elon, and that's Hebrew for oak. Well, it is pouring the rain. It's not supposed to rain. The weatherman says clear skies, but I mean dark charcoal skies. I was told by a neighbor that I could stop the rain any time I would sing with great faith, zippity-doo-dah. But when I know.
What was that person drinking when they told you that?
I know. Man, when my neighbor, Mr. Stafford, told me this,
yeah,
I sang with all my heart because I wanted to go on a picnic, and the sun came out. So here I am now, an adult, and I'm looking at this, and I don't want to sing because it's hopeless. I mean, there's dark sky everywhere.
But you're Beverly, and so?
Faith, you know, what good does it do to, are you worried about, you know, making a fool of yourself singing and it not coming true and, you know, the family members saying, oh, zippity-doo doesn't work. It was crazy. So I started.
Loud.
Out loud.
Okay, so can you go back?
Well, let's just say several people on the sidewalks would turn. And I would say, I'm making the sun come out, and they'd kind of laugh, you know. But they would kind of move.
And so this
faster.
Is your, and so your son's walking six steps behind you.
To make a long story short, the sun came out. It was a beautiful
day. It quit raining?
At 9:30. Totally blue sky.
Wow.
Within 2 hours of this. So, and that
I think you're onto something, Beverly.
Or on something.
Exactly. I'll set you up for those.
Here's my point. When we first started our businesses, remember the excitement. There could be dark clouds everywhere, and we just didn't see them. All we saw were the silver linings. And so it reminds me that, you know, we need to redevelop that attitude, or if we've never had it, what seems to be against us.
You
how
can,
dark the storms are.
You can choose your attitude, can't you?
Oh,
you
definitely.
Can't change. Our friends Pierce and Jane Howard tell us that you can't change your but I think you can change your attitude.
You definitely can change your attitude. It's a decision. Just like to be happy or not to be happy, is it for the good or you can look for the bad. And in business, sometimes we get so mired.
Like an itch. You just, the more you scratch it, the more, you know, the better it feels. And you just have to, it's sometimes it's like a, I mean, I know people who live their life in it with a bad attitude. To live.
That's right. So every morning, one of my ways that I work on my attitude is I usually go for a walk, but if I cannot do that regardless, I find four things harder than others. Today, you were one of my four points of joy, as I call
it. Wow, I'm a point of joy for you?
You're a point of joy.
Wow, I haven't done that lately. You know,
yeah.
Beverly, one of the things that I do Whenever I have a few dark clouds, and I've been doing this since I started my own business, you know, and typically those dark clouds,
mm-hmm.
as you know, in our businesses. And what I do is I just say a little prayer. I say, you know, I say something like, you know, Lord, thank you for the opportunity to deal with this challenge. In other words, when I fix this, whatever I wind up with will belong to me. And in other words, just the opportunity to be able to be a small business owner, even though what I'm facing is a challenge, you know, it's my challenge.
Right.
Kind of turns me around a little bit. What do you think?
Oh, definitely. You know, you were talking about the woman who goes to Eastern Europe. When I was in Belarus last year and talking to business owners that have to keep their businesses very small because if they get too wanting to be a business owner, and we need to let our faith know that.
Absolutely.
Smile.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Beverly in Medieval. She's helping us, as Patti LaBelle once sang, get a new. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Beverly Inmanibel is our guest, and her website is talklisten.com. I encourage you to check it out. And Beverly, give us a little 30-second commercial on what you do for your customers.
We help people to have permanent and positive change. Help in attracting customers for yourself. Could help with your staff. Helping to manage more effectively, help you with leadership skills even outside of your company.
Could it help us with our love life?
Of course. You know that the largest bouquet of flowers I have ever received came from a wife of a client who said, thank you for fixing my husband.
Okay, well, that's maybe we're approaching TMI there, I think, Beverly. Well, I'll tell you, that's great. What a great story. I've had some happy customers, but I don't think I've ever gone that far. But good. Well, good for you, Beverly. You know, I'm thinking, Beverly, we could just bottle you. We could change the world.
Sure.
Exactly. What are some other? Give us some other examples of how we can get a new attitude.
Well, I think that you know, I heard your guest before, you know, talking about hiring
yep.
people. And so many times when we come across an applicant who just seems terrific, let's be honest with ourselves. Not want to come and work for me because I'm a small business owner. They may
right.
want to, you know, go with competitors. And I have found that when I allow this positive attitude to show, and I mean, business TLC, you know, it's right there about having a positive attitude, and people can sense that. And I've had many people, you know, who have come to work for me, and who have stayed. Feeling was one of the main deciding factors.
Hmm.
So it's not. That he wants to make money, they need to make money, and so forth, and feel they're contributing. But a lot of looking for a work home that, you know, is positive and caring, and they want to get up and go to work.
Beverly, the surveys, I've been seeing surveys of why people leave their employment for more than three decades. I've seen these. Compensation is way down the list, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, maybe yeah. even seventh in the list. And the number one reason why people leave the employee, and I'm gonna couch this, it may be expressed differently, folks, but the basic number one reason is failure to be appreciated.
Right, right.
Appreciated.
Right. And think of how many people don't feel that appreciation until they turn in their resignation, and then it's, oh, wait a minute, we want you to stay, and they make it.
We didn't know you weren't happy.
That's right. So, you know, you've got to have these conversations. Clients, too.
Businesses have cultures. Businesses have personalities, don't they?
Oh, they do.
The literally the ink part of your world, the ABC ink, that whole thing, the building, the inventory. All that is a personality. It can have a personality one way or the other, can it?
Yes, it can. And if there's, you know, negativity, doubt, worrying, looking over the shoulder.
Cynicism.
Yeah, it shows. It's almost visible to some people. So do you want to change it? If you do, start by looking for good things in yourself. Okay, here are four things today I'm expecting to be good. So what happens if all four things are not good? You were still looking for it. I also, in the evening, I look back on my day, and there's always much, much more than the four things I was looking forward to. And occasionally, one of them doesn't matter. Keep doing it. Look for the good in your people. If you are looking for the good, you'll find it. And you can,
or if you're looking for the bad, you'll find it.
That is true.
It's Pygmalion's effect. Hey, Beverly, you're leaving the middle of the 10th through the 12th. You're going to be in Cairo. Come back on the show after you get back and tell us how the trip went, how things are over there.
I certainly will. I'd love to.
Because, you know, we live vicariously through you, Beverly. You know that, don't you?
No.
Beverly M. Menebel, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Talk Is Not Cheap. TalkListen.com is your website. Beverly, you're the best. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Jim.
See you next time. Small business owners just like Beverly M. Menebel. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program is for you. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.